And you're back with Rocket Right Radio. I'm Dr. Kay Solar in the house with Hurricane Betsy Barnes. And our medical segment is brought to you each week by Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center.
When you or someone you love is diagnosed with cancer, it can be all-encompassing, and every cancer experience is different. The staff and physicians at Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center will surround you with highly individualized resources and care to meet your every need and preference. Visit marybirdlake.org to learn more.
And today we're going to be talking with Dr. John Olson, Baton Rouge's only board-certified neurologist and neuro-oncologist with the Neuromedical Center. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Olson.
It's my pleasure.
And, you know, today I think we wanted to spend some time talking about glioblastoma. I think it's recently been designated coming up this next week as Glioblastoma Awareness Day. So talk to us about that a little bit. I think a lot of folks don't really know exactly what that is.
Yeah, Glioblastoma Awareness Day is July 17, and Congress designated that. And I think a lot of that is in honor of John McCain, who recently passed from the disease. And there's also been other senators, Ted Kennedy, and of course, Bo Biden had a brain tumor, the movie critic Gene Siskel. So it's on the minds of a lot of people there. And the tumor itself is a little less common than other metastatic tumors from, say, lung cancer or breast cancer that spreads to the brain. But it's one that I specialize in and have been doing so since starting at the Neuromedical Center in 1999. And the symptoms from it depend what part of the brain is affected and can include things like seizures, progressive headaches, especially in the morning, weakness on one side, thinking problems, and things of that nature. And usually see patients with glioblastoma after they present with some of the symptoms, get a CT or most likely an MRI scan, and then get a biopsy or hopefully a nice maximally safe surgical resection to start out with from one of our neurosurgeons.
Now, it is, I think, statistically the most common type of malignant brain tumor among adults. And the bad thing about it is very, very aggressive.
It is, and I tell a lot of my patients that it's not one that they would necessarily pick if they had a choice, but unfortunately they don't. And just to give you a ballpark on that, because people do vary, and, you know, Ted Kennedy lasted 15 months with some of the best doctors in the world. John McCain, I think, lasted about 13 months. And, you know, I've seen people that died within 6 months when they're older. They only got a biopsy. They didn't get a lot of the tumor out. They had other medical conditions and complications. An average or median survival is usually listed in the 15 months, give or take, range. And that said, you know, I've had some younger patients. They've had a fantastic resection, a great response to radiation. They tolerated their chemo well. And some of those I do have out more than 5 years. They're unfortunately in a minority, with only about 10% of patients making it out that far.
And is that because it's usually at a fairly advanced state because of its aggressiveness when it is first detected?
It can be detected as a small little tumor that causes a seizure. It can be detected only after it's grown to a large size. And people kind of, well, my headache's probably due to a migraine, my headache's probably due to something else, and then it grows for a while. But usually the tumor itself starts in the brain. It doesn't spread to other parts of the body, and it just tends to be a very aggressive, fast-growing tumor. So, you know, if you ignore it too long, it'll really show itself within weeks to months.
Yeah. So, you know, when people do present, because a lot of those are vague symptoms, like you said, they had the headache, they didn't go away. Sometimes when it grows, they can actually have seizures from that, which would probably be a new presentation, which would definitely bring anyone in. But the headaches, sometimes people do ignore that for a little bit. When they come in, I believe you said, the first is to diagnose it, and that would be CT scan?
CTs, usually the first thing that's done when you come in the emergency room, say, you know, with a bad headache or a new seizure. But the most diagnostic test is an MRI scan, and then to confirm that, you need a biopsy or surgical resection with one of my neurosurgery friends.
Okay. So that would be the definitive diagnosis.
And absolutely. Then, and we get that surgical resection, send it off to pathology lab. They look at it, and then there's special stains. And nowadays, there's a lot of molecular testing that we can do to get more information about the tumor and its prognosis and see if it's methylated, which will give you an upgrade a little bit on your expected survival and how well you respond to treatment. And there's even some other molecular testing to see if you might be a candidate for treatment that we wouldn't otherwise think would be that would be helpful for this type of tumor, unless it shows another type of genetic mutation. So I've been doing some of that as well.
So the surgery, it's diagnostic as well. It is one of the treatment options. Let's talk about those other treatment options and some that you said might depend on some of those results that may not be in your regular armamentarium for treatment.
Yeah, the standard treatment after you have your maximal safe resection, get out as much as you safely can, would be to heal up and then followed by 6 weeks of radiation along with a oral chemotherapy pill called temozolomide given at the same time and monitored carefully. And then after that, we get a follow-up scan, see how we're doing, and do some more monthly rounds of oral temozolomide chemotherapy as the standard of care. And in the last several years, there's been some good data about using a device called Optune, which uses tumor treating fields as a device that you can wear to further increase your chances of, you know, having a little longer survival and overall survival rate.
So now you're at the Neuro Medical Center, and tell us about your work with Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center, and specifically the treatment of the glioblastomas and anything additional into what you just mentioned.
Yeah, I work with the radiation doctors, all the time. And they're a great bunch to work with, and they will see the patient a little more often during their radiation. I will see them after that, and we communicate, go back and forth, share MRI scans and things like that. And then afterwards, we go on to the different chemo options, Optune, and then at some point, if there is a recurrence, occasionally people can be retreated with radiation in the form of involved field radiation if it recurs outside the original radiation port, or occasionally with Gamma Knife, and Mary Bird has, you know, all the latest, greatest equipment for that. They really don't need to travel out of town, out of state, as far as the radiation options, because they're very, they got great equipment for that. So.
Right. So I know the Gamma Knife, even though it has the word knife in it, it's really a non-invasive radiosurgery technology. People might think that that's a misnomer because of the name, but it actually...
Yeah, it's just a focused radiation treatment, and it's to very tight margins, and so you avoid harming, you know, any nearby structures that you wouldn't want to radiate or over-radiate. And, yeah, it's great for certain types of things. I don't use it in all my glioblastoma patients, but there are other things it's useful for as well.
Absolutely. And in the past, folks may have had to travel, like you said, for that. But now pretty much all your options for treatment are available right here. So tell us, where can folks go to get more information on glioblastoma and Gamma Knife treatment?
Yeah, the neuromedicalcenter.com is the website we have for our clinic. They can call our clinic at 225-769-2200, and Mary Bird has a website as well. That's conquerdifferently.org, and more information on the Gamma Knife for glioblastoma and multiple other conditions. And like I said, most of the time the standard radiation is to the tumor plus a margin using a different radiation technique than the super fancy gamma knife.
Got it. But whatever, we have those treatments available. You have been a part of the Neuromedical Center, I believe, for quite some time. Is it 1999?
Yeah.
Yes, so
I've been around for a while.
Absolutely. And thank you for being with us. We've been talking with Dr. John Olson, Baton Rouge's only board-certified neurologist and neuro-oncologist with the Neuromedical Center. Thank you for joining us today, Dr. Olson.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much.
More Rocket Right Radio is coming up right after this. Stay tuned.